Okay. Good evening, everybody. Good evening, everybody. There are copies, right? Right. There are copies. Okay. Everyone has. Okay. I have two more just in case. I don't think we'll need them. Okay, we're going to study from the Sfat Emes, Parshas Toldos, toward the end of the year, Tov Reish Lamed Dalet. In these editions of the Sfat Emes, Kaf Aleph Bereishis, page 199. Rivka can't understand the pain she's having, and her concerns are both of a natural kind, physically, and of a spiritual kind. She goes Lidroish as Hashem, and she is told, two completely different nations, two ethnicities are all going to be born from you, and from the womb they're going to come out and separate and go their own very, very different way. They will be unlike each other night and day. Ula'oim mila'oim yamos, which we translate to mean that one people will gain its strength at the expense of the other. That's how Rashi has this understanding. Lo yishvu b'gdula, they'll never be on the same stature, they'll never attain equality. Kishezekam zeh nofel. That's the relationship that Esav and Yaakov's descendants will have. If Esav's up, Yaakov's down. Yaakov's up and rising, Esav's falling. But we have another interpretation. It says this sentence: Perish, shechizuk kol oim mikoyach oim hasheni. Not just that when one rises, the other one falls, but they actually give certain help to each other. We'll see that in one case, it's giving its ideas. In the other case, it's not just giving ideas, but on the contrary, defeating and having to counter the ideas of Esav, as he's going to explain. Kivadai mashiyesh koyach le'Esav, he says with certainty, the koyach that Esav has, the merit Esav has, the fact that Esav survives against all of, or in spite of all of Esav's wickedness, Hurak ma shegoynev mibnei Yisrael. A fascinating interpretation. Ula'oim mila'oim yamot means the strength of Esav, the bit of worth that Esav can acquire, is because he takes from us. So that Esav, Edom, as what we call the West, Western civilization, because they took monotheism, learning and then hopefully promulgating laws that protect individual liberties, and then religiously, the idea of man having a nobility, man being in the image of God, man having to counter his own evil urges. These are all fundamentally Torah ideas. Divine reward and punishment, that there are consequences to what we do. Divine consequences. This is all Torah. This is all from Yaakov, taken from Yaakov, adopted from Yaakov by Esav. And that's the only merit that Esav has. The merit they have is that they do things, and in some ways they have credit for what they don't do. But where did they learn that from? Who did they take it from? I mean, the greatest theft of all was Tanakh, which they, you know, took for themselves. Tanakh! Our only Tanakh! And we struggle with this. And Chachamim struggled with it. But we have Torah Shebal Peh. That's not theirs. Never will be. Never could be. Because of Torah Shebal Peh, it's the internal, it's the real Torah, so it's that part of Torah that cannot be adulterated by their putting their hands on it. They can't. But otherwise, look what they've done. Look what they took from us. And there's an interesting Medrash Tanchuma that says that Kadosh Baruch Hu recognizes them for what they do, even though they're not commanded to do it. But whatever they do that's correct, and the laws they promulgate and the ways of Esav, when they are correct, they cannot be discounted. So he says, that's ulo'ayim ulo'ayim yamah. I mean, can you imagine if it would be that Esav, the Ish Sada, would be all of them? Imagine if all of B'nai Edom and Esav would be the savages, like the ones we saw recently. Imagine if they would all be, you know, bloodthirsty Kasakim. You know, we wouldn't have a kid. Not naturally, we wouldn't survive. So they're aged up. But so many of the great ideals of Am Yisrael and of the Torah were taken by them, stolen from us. That's their kayach. You know, we talked about this, that Zohar talks about the schus, so to speak, that Yishmael has because of Bris Milah. So the Sfasemis is saying, "Ulo'im ulo'im yemot," means that by taking things from us, they're becoming stronger and gaining some worth in God's eye. But then he says, "How about the other way? Rak gam ha'koyach l'vnei Yisrael." But we have koyach. We gain from them. You know what we gain? From having to fight them, having to fight all of the evil that they represent, that they teach, that they proffer. Oh, my God. And that's what has to be appreciated. We have to appreciate them for what they ask of us, from how they push us to become better. You know what pushes us to become better? All of the horrible influence. Have sheets? All of the horrible influence. Everything that we are made to behold, everything that we witness and that our children have to look at. And then we have to explain to them what's wrong and how it's wrong and why it's wrong. But ultimately, if we do it right, it makes us grow. It distinguishes Klal Yisrael and it makes us grow. What is it about a Yetzer Hara that we have to say, oh, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He created us with a Yetzer Hara? Because it's so powerful, we counter it, we subdue the Yetzer Hara, we turn it around and then take its energy and rush to do with greater power what we can only do because we have great powers and great senses of awareness and awakening. But we turn them in the right direction, right? Even with that part of the Yetzer, that's why it says the Yetzer of Adam with 2 years, right? Yetzer Hara. So he says, that's Ulaim Ulaim Yemot. Gamma Periplus Neg Yisrael Alidation Goyrin Neged Koyfashal Yetzer. And when you go to war, sometimes, right, you learn and you hone your skills, and now you're stronger than you were before. You had life is a battle. It's a battle against the Yetzer Hara. The Esav is all over the place. Everywhere you turn, there he is. There's Esav. Esav's telling me this, Esav's telling me that, Esav's showing me all kinds. He's promising me all. But I know I've got to win that war. And when I do, every time I beat him back, I'm a little stronger, I'm a little wiser. I'm a little more capable of meeting up against him and bringing him to heel next time. Bringing him to heel. That was a pun on the other Chazas Ma'akei. Hello!
He gets stronger when
but
he gets stronger.
No, but that's what the Pasuk means. The other Chazas Ma'akei Bachir. That's what that means. In other words, that tremendous amount of revelation in the fact that's where he's grabbing on to his brother. Right? Because his brother wants to, that heel of Esav wants to crush all things that are good and valuable. Everything that's good and valuable, that heel of Esav wants to crush us and crush the good in us. And Yaakov is holding on to that heel saying, no, you'll not step on me, you'll not crush. But that's, and the more strength we gain from the fact that we've beaten him once, when that means that we're now stronger, we can beat him the second time. Is it true that the Yetzer Hara also becomes very wise to us? Mm-hmm. Yes, that's also true. but nevertheless, we don't give up, and we know that we've been strengthened.
They're stolen from us. So we stole from them these strengths too? Why stolen?
The words that the Sfasemis use is because it's not their nature, number one. And number two, it comes from us. These are ideas that we was given to and taught by HaKadosh Baruch.
In this case, we also stole from them.
What? Like?
It's also we stole from them.
What?
Strength and so
on. No, we didn't steal from them. No. the strength we have in our sense of fighting back the decadence and the yetzahara and the push to selfishness, that's something which they, meaning Esau, causes us to have to gain. It's, you know, when you have something that challenges you, and you have to learn how to meet that challenge, and then you exercise so that you can meet that challenge, whatever your fiber, whether it's physically or spiritually, whatever you use to meet the challenge becomes stronger. It's not that we stole it from them, but if Esav means to tell us you should be like this, you should watch Shtuyot, you should read Shtuyot, you should enjoy your Olam Hazeh, whatever Esav tells us about what life is for, very enticing, it's very alluring. When we learn how to understand that that's wrong, and it's sheker, and it's false, and we know how to meet that challenge, so we're stronger, that's what it means. That's ulo'im ulo'im yemos. So that's the interpretation of Yisra service of ulo'im ulo'im yemos. What's valuable and what's worthy, they're going to try to take from us, and they will, and they gain in Hashem's eyes that we gain from having to reject their evil. So they gain the good that they took from us. We gain becoming better from rejecting the evils represented by Esav and becoming stronger when we learn how to counter that evil.
Why is that we do about Esav and not including Ishmael?
Ishmael was from a different mother. Ishmael is not as close to us, therefore, conceptually, the ideas of the evil of Ishmael different from the ideas of the evil of Esav. In other words, Esav is closer to us. And you know, when something is very close to you, the differences become that much more important and that much more pronounced. Next he says, V'zehu shekotuf, that's why it says in the Brachos that Yitzchak proffers, Hevi gevir la'achecha. Now, if you want to tell somebody you're going to be greater than your brother, why would you describe it in terms of gvura? Because hevigvir lachecha means you should be, you will be greater spiritually, but you're going to have to use gvura. You're going to have to use ma'amida. That's the ultimate bracha you can give a child, is that you should have my gvura. The gvura I Yitzchak had so that I could be ready to do what I had to do at the Akedah. That's ma'amida gvura. So he says, have a gvir la'acha. Doesn't mean just, you know, be superior to your brother. It means you should have that kind of gvura to overcome the challenges that your brother might pose with enticements and with whatever the allures of this world might be, things that can take you away from your true mission and your real task. Have a gvir la'acha. Again, a very unique interpretation of Hevi Gvir, but it explains why the bracha is phrased that way. Why Yitzchak said it that way? Because it's going to be gvura that you're going to gain negdoi when you succeed against what your brother tries to do to you. Similarly, he says, V'rav ya'avoid sa'ir. Going back to what was told to Rivka, going back to what was told by Shem, ben Noach to Rivka, v'rav ya'avod tzair, that the older brother, the greater older brother, will be subservient to the younger brother. Hu b'tnai, like the words say, that's if you'll be tzair. He explains now, rav ya'avod tzair, as follows. Hu b'tnai ti yiyu kol Yisrael, tzair ve'enof. That'll work if we are humble, if we see ourselves not as great, but as indeed always needing to work hard, always needing to self-improve, always small vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'tnai shiyu kol Yisrael tzair ve'enof, then rav ya'avod k'diksiv ki atem hama'at mikol ha'amir, right? Gemara Chulin says, on the pasuk, "Lo'imim rubchem kol ha'amim chashek Hashem b'chem HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires you so much for Yisrael, not because rubchem, not because you're a great, a multitudinous people. Ki atam ma'at mikol ha'amim. You're a small little people, a small nation." Says the Gemara, "Ma'at mikol ha'amim," famously, and Rashi quotes this in Dvarim Zayin. Amal Elokach Baruch Hu Yisrael, Chashkeni Bachem, I have such a desire for you. Sha'afilu B'shar Shani Mashpil Lachem Gedula, when I make you great, Atem Mimahatin Atzmechem Lefonai. You, Am Yisrael, you just look at yourselves so humbly in my presence. You're always in my presence. And you always know you're in my presence. And you're always in awe of me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so that's why you're so humble. And therefore, you're always ready. You're ready for growth. You want more. Because however much you grow, all you do is realize that there's so much more. You learn about Gemara and you say, I want to know it better. I want to understand it. I want to learn more. I want another Masechta. I have so much to do. The more you do, the more you realize, oh, do I have so much to do? That's the greatness. That's the greatness of a human being. To grow, and the more you grow, to realize, oh, I got work to do. That's Tzavos. So he says, that's Rav Yavo Yitzhakir. That's why we can make it and beat back Rav, the older brother. By the way, you should know, Derech Musar, Derech Hashkafo. Rav Yavo Yitzhakir means the Yitzhakir is Rav, and Tzoyer, the younger one, is Yitzhakir. Which comes first into the world, into a person? Yitzhakir. If the Ra is there, you're born with it, ready to go. The Yetzer HaTov, you come by mitzvah, you have a Rebbe, and parents mitzvah, and they teach you, and they push you, and you work, and that slowly you can develop that Yetzer HaTov. The Yetzer HaTov is there. The Yetzer HaTov is way ahead, many years ahead of the Yetzer. That's the Ra. Yavod Tzair, the younger one, is the Yetzer HaTov. Remember, one of my rabbis, the Zayda, Rav Levine, I think it was, said to me that he had been once by a Rav Avram Grudzinski, Holy Mashgiach, Hashem Yinkum Domei, the Holy Mashgiach, eventually became Mashgiach in Slavotka. He had small children in the house. My wife's Zayda, Rav Levine, I believe, was there by him in the house. They were sitting with him. And one of the children was playing on the floor nearby, wanted something, playing, whatever. 3-year-old. And the Mashgiach said, Rav Ron Gajinsky said, "Du shtik taiva du, you little desirous piece of taiva." Because what is a 3-year-old? What is it, right? I want. I want to enjoy. I want to have. I want. You know, and then, you know, but life isn't all having candy and lollipops. So we figure that out when we gain the Yetzer HaTov. But that comes later. We start out with the Rav, the older one, being the Yetzer Hara. And then the Yetzer HaTov, hopefully, is pushed into development. So the Tanai of Rav Yavod Tzair, Am Yisrael rises up if we are Tzair. If we recognize Kiyatam HaMa'at means we are Mema'atin Es Atzmeinu Lefnei Hashem. Now he says, Abshat, in a very difficult pasuk in this week's parashah, when speaking to to Esav. And now he knows it's Esav, because Esav comes back and says, Habracha achas hilucha avi. That's it. You gave the one bracha away. Bracheni gamani avi. But you say Esav kola b'yechi. He cries. And now we're still paying. We're paying bitterly and dearly because of that those tears and that cry of Esav. V'yan yisuk avi v'yemer lo. Hine mishmami yotziyem. Moshevach mital shmami o. You'll live by the sword. You will have to serve your brother. Then you'll throw off his yoke from off your neck and shoulders. What is kasher torid? When you will what? So Rashi says, from a lashon of, from like in Tehillim Nun Hey, orid b'sichi. It means to cry out in pain and express one's pain. When you'll have legitimate reason to express your pain and for it to be heard, Rashi says, because Am Yisrael will be less than worthy, then Ufarak to Ulay. Says the Sassanis, it's a very difficult pshat. A lot of the words to make it understood are missing, are not in the text. So he says, Uluperish Rashi Zal Kosha Loshon Torish. So he says a different pshat. As far as the grammar is concerned, it's what the Ibn Ezra says. Ibn Ezra says Kasha Torid means a lashon of shlita, of having hegemony, having power over the other, as in V'yerd Miyakov, Pasha's book, where there's going to be a great powerful leader to come from Yaakov, as in Pasha's Bereshit, Urdu B'digas Hayom. So Torid means when you'll have power over Yaakov, then Ufarakta Ula. It makes perfect sense. Says the Sassanis, what would cause suddenly Esav to have the power to be Roida, meaning to rule over Yaakov? V'nira ha'pirish kasha b'nei Yisrael misgoin. When we're too proud, v'yoidin, and we know sheshotin al ha'yetzer hara, we know we're in charge of the Yetzer Hara, we've got it under control. As soon as you say that, oh, are you in trouble? Are we in trouble? V'al yidei zeh yesh lo shlis. When we say, I've got the Yetzer Hara under control, I don't have to worry about it, that's the beginning of our downfall. Al yidei zeh yesh lo shlis. That's kasha tovid. When you really have shlita, because Am Yisrael, anybody inside Yisrael, drops his guard, lets down his guard. Kitzarech Kalish Yisrael, he has tamid al mishmarta. We always have to be on full lookout. Lizgar ki oyrev loy tamid. Yisra'ara is hiding out in nooks and crannies, meaning always deceiving us and trying to find the way into our hearts, rationalizations, sneaking up on us, so to speak, in all the most unexpected times and places and circumstances. And then he says, similarly, V'chaim kasav the medrash. When it says that Yitzchak had mikna, he had tremendous wealth, and it says, this week's parasha, V'avuda rabba. So avuda rabba means a lot of work, a lot of business. He was a man of affairs. Says the medrash, avuda should be read avoda rabba. And the point of the medrash is, he was wealthy, he had flocks, he had sheep, he had goats and camels, he had many, many servants, he was a fabulously wealthy man. And he did avoda rabba. And he made sure to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and work hard at it. That's what avoda rabba means. Sha'at kol ha'ashirus, after all the wealth, and being blessed, me'esh darim, with 100 times what the fields should have been able to produce, especially in the year of famine. Zokar, he remembered. V'yada, he was sure to know. He has to continue every moment, moment to moment, to be an Eved Hashem. And not take his mind off the Yetzer Hara. Because that's when Rav Ya'avoid Tzomir. That's when you can beat back the Yetzer Hara. When you're smart enough to know how powerful the Yetzer Hara is, and how ubiquitous the Yetzer Hara is, all over the place. He's in our every thought. He's constantly trying to find a place to sneak his way into us and to corrupt something about what we do. When we do a mitzvah, you have to watch out for it. You have to watch out for everything you do. You have to watch out for the Yetzer Hara. Sometimes a person might be, you know, might be enthusiastically learning a davening and a little bit, just a little bit small, but a little proud of himself. Stop! Stop! Because that's very, very much like the pride he mentioned before. Misgoin v'yoidin. How about misgoin in the way I'm doing my mitzvah? That's already, Yetzirah, he's right there at my doorstep. Maybe he's already even taken a foot. He's in the building. He's right. He's coming up to my, he's at my standard. He's looking into the Gemara, right over my shoulder. So the thing to do, therefore, is to be aware of that. Be smart enough. Be self-aware. And, you know, say, humbly, let's know. I don't understand this taste. I think I understand this taste. I'll go vite it to the next taste. I wonder if I really know it. Just a sense of humility, a sense of being real and honest with oneself. Otherwise, that's what we have to do. We have to be very careful. I conclude with what's just a great story of how the Leveliol Lapian, when he was in Yeshiva in Kfar Hasidim, and there was someone, a guest, who stayed with him overnight, and in the morning, he sees the Leveliol at the window, saying over the pasuk, repeating the pasuk again and again, V'loistovi tayeva el besecha. V'loistovi tayeva el besecha. Don't bring any abominable things into your home. He's saying it again and again. So his guest asks him, Mashgiach, he was then Mashgiach Ruchni in Kfar Chassidim, what are you saying? So he was caught, and he had to explain. He said, look, I'm going to go up to the yeshiva now. I walk in, everybody stands up. And then and they wait for me for Kriya Shema and Shmona Esrei. And you know, and even if it should be that way, because from the point of view of the Talmidim, it has to be Kavanat Torah, and you know, but how about the fact that Chachameinu tell us the Pasuk in Mishlei, Tayavas Hashem Kol Giva Leiv. It's Tayavah if a person has this kind of haughtiness, any Kol gvalev means any shred of such holiness. Tayeva, it's an abomination. So I have to make sure that whatever I allow them to do is totally l'shem shemayim, and that it doesn't affect me at all. So that's why he was standing before he stepped out the door to say to himself what would keep him humble. The pasuk, le'sabi tayeva el beisach, sabi tayeva el beisach. This kind of vigilance that Yaakov has, knowing that otherwise Esav might get a foot in my door, that's going to make us capable of vanquishing that Esav and vanquishing that Yetzirah, and Am Yisrael rising and rising. Tremendous.